The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. Yesterday we talked about the cross, the significance of the cross, how that originally it was used as a means of torture and capital punishment, and the Romans honed it down to a brutal perfection of cruelty. I'd like to read Paul's words, some of Paul's words for you today in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we'll begin here with verse 21. Paul says, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, and the wisdom of God." This matter of preaching the cross of Christ caused a lot of problems in the first century. The people who heard about the cross of Christ had different mental images than we do today. Yes, among the Greeks it was foolishness, and the Jews it was a stumbling block. To think that the supreme being, the almighty God of eternity, would communicate to man in such a way by means of an old rugged cross was unthinkable. Only where that the worst kind of criminals and the rejects of society would be put to death as a means of capital punishment. It seemed to be unthinkable. To the Greeks, it was utter foolishness, especially with all their systems of human philosophy. And to the Jews, it caused a problem. It was a stumbling block, or is this word stumbling block, a scandalon. It was a scandal to them to think that their Messiah would be nailed to an old rugged cross. And Paul had problems preaching among the Jews because of this. They would not receive that message. And to further compound the matter and complicate it, we find that in Galatians 3, verse 13, Paul said, the law said that cursed was every man who died on a tree. And so Jesus was crucified on a tree, on an old rugged cross, and that made the curse even worse in their sight and made it hard for them to accept that message. They had misconceptions. They thought in terms of a political, earthly Messiah, whereas Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world, it is spiritual." And thus we are made to remember the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, the prophecy there that so vividly described the suffering of Jesus and how he would die for us. For example, in Isaiah 53, verse 8 and 9, it says, "He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit found in his mouth." And they read on down in verse 12, where it says that he was numbered with the transgressors. Yes, Jesus was crucified as the worst of criminals would die, and he was crucified in the midst of two, making him appear to be the worst of the three. Yes, no wonder the early church had problems getting their message across. And Paul says, "You see, not many of the elite and noble of society listen to what we have to say." They had a problem. But God had a purpose in that. And he said, "God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise and mighty." And he says here in this first chapter of 1 Corinthians, verse 29, "that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." God had a purpose behind all of it, and that is that we might be humble and glory in the Lord and not ourselves. We can see the problem they had, because if we took up a message like this today, suppose we started talking about, like we sing, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. What if we would say, in a city far away there was an old gas chamber, and we would begin to preach about God in that gas chamber, or we talk about the hangman's noose? Well, the fence of the cross, God had a purpose in it in bringing about our salvation, that no flesh should glory in his presence, and he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. May we accept the message of the cross today. Many are ashamed of it today, but this is the only means of salvation, as he died for us. Thank you for listening today.